This simple exercise in self-awareness is a wonderful way to start and perhaps end your day. Checking in with yourself is one of the most important tools for finding and maintaining balance in your life and health. Ayurveda and yoga teach us that self-awareness is integral to becoming a whole and healthy individual. Your own inner instincts are activated into guiding you through right choice in your everyday dealings, such as knowing what foods to eat, when to rest, when to move. Now let's talk about a few simple daily tools and routines that you can adopt that will help you connect with yourself and your own deep intuition and personal guide. The Ayurvedic word for health is svasta, which means being seated in the self. Once we make this deep connection, we are guided very clearly into what feels good and right to us. We begin to trust our own natural instincts. We become clear and focused in our thoughts and actions. We will begin to find our emotions stabilizing, our energy improving, and a general sense of wellness in our body and our mind. Our perception is heightened. Our senses are the doorways to perception. We're clued into our surroundings through our five senses, which are sight, hearing, smell, taste, and touch. Ayurveda and yoga teach us the importance of caring for the senses through cleansing and practices that clear and harmonize the organs associated with them. The organs of the senses are the eyes, the ears, the nose, the tongue, and the skin. I would like to take you on a morning ritual journey of self-care. For this journey, you will need a few tools and props. You will need a toothbrush and toothpaste or tooth powder, a tongue scraper or metal spoon, some organic sesame oil, some spring water or rose water, an eyedropper, some natural organic massage oil, and a candle. You should be able to find these supplies in most health food stores. We will start our journey upon rising with the sun. Waking at the start of the day as the sun begins to rise is a powerful tool to set our natural biological rhythms with nature. This time of day is open, spacious, and invites movement. Nature is waking up everywhere around us and invites us to rise and move. This time of day is governed by the ether and air elements, or what we refer to as Vata dosha. Dr. Vasant Lad also tells us that, quote, at this time there are loving, sattvic qualities in nature that can bring peace of mind and freshness to the doors of perception, end quote. To encourage freshness to the doors of perception, we will begin our morning cleansing rituals or practice. First, we must evacuate our bladder and perhaps our bowels. Then we will begin the care of our senses. This can be done in any order that you wish. I will go through a simple order and process that I often use. First, let's start with the eyes. Begin by splashing cool water or rose water on your face and in your eyes. Rose water is especially refreshing for the skin and excellent for the eyes. Next, you will brush your teeth. I like to use neem toothpaste as it's particularly good for the mouth. You can also find a tooth powder in Indian stores that has a balanced blend of bitter, astringent, and pungent spices and herbs that are particularly cleansing and balancing to the gums and tissues of the mouth. Overly sweet toothpaste is to be avoided. Regular flossing is also advised. You may want to include a rinsing of the mouth for 2 minutes or so with a teaspoon of plain sesame oil. This is great for the gums and for the teeth. It is a natural antibacterial agent and full of natural absorbable calcium as well. You can now use the tongue scraper or the edge of a metal spoon to scrape the tongue gently from the back to the front, 3 to 4 times. This pulls any debris that is found on the tongue from undigested or poorly digested food. The tongue is a great indicator of your digestive process. A coating on the tongue reveals improper digestive process and should guide us into awareness of our previous day's indulgences. Next, we will clean the nostrils by using a neti pot. With a mild saline solution of 1/2 teaspoon sea salt to about 1/2 cup of warm water. I will often do this in the shower. Tilt the head to one side with the mouth open for breathing and insert the tip of the neti pot into the upper nostril and let the natural gravity flow from the water rinse through the upper nostril out through the lower nostril. Use about half the water in one side, then switch and do the other nostril. Once they are both rinsed gently, blow any excess water or loosened mucus out. Take a dropper of sesame oil and tilt your head back. Closing one nostril, squeeze 4 to 5 drops of oil into the open nostril and sniff it up into the nasal cavity. Then repeat on the opposite nostril as well. You will need a tissue to catch any oil that might drip out for a few minutes, or just rub it directly into your skin under your nose. The oil is a very important component to the process, as it maintains good moisture for the mucous membranes and adds a healthy protective coating as well. The neti and nasya, or nasal application, are very important tools for keeping cold and flu viruses at bay. These germs typically take 24 hours to take hold once you've been exposed. Rinsing and cleaning the nasal passages daily will not allow them to set up shop. This is a wonderful preventative tool for the cold and flu season. Our last ablution is the self-massage with oil. I offer you 2 options. Option 1 is taking about 1/2 cup of oil and warm it in a container in a sink of hot water. Set out an old towel and stool and undress completely. Take the oil and begin to massage your entire body from head to toe. You can start in any direction that you wish. Do circular strokes on the joints and long up and down motions on the long bones of the body. Once you're done, you can go into a warm shower. Do not soap off the oil from the skin, but you can shampoo the hair portions of the body. Keep a dish detergent bottle in the shower to clean off excess oil in the shower before you leave, so as not to leave a slick behind you. Option 2. Take your shower first. Leaving the moisture on your skin when you leave the shower, begin to apply the oil as we did before. Pat dry once complete with an old towel, then wrap yourself in a warm, clean towel. Both options work well. Oiling and massaging is one of the best things you can do to encourage healthy skin, to stimulate the lymphatic system, and to strengthen your entire immune system. In Sanskrit, this is called snehana, whose root, sneha, means love. This is a wonderful self-loving thing to do. It calms and balances the vata dosha, which among other things governs our nervous system. So if you're suffering from a frayed nervous system, exhaustion, or anxiety, this will be one of your favorite tools. This completes our ablutions, and although it sounds like it takes a long time to do, it actually only takes 10 to 15 minutes to accomplish. You can, of course, lounge and linger as long as you want, especially with the self-massage. The important thing is to enjoy the process and make it part of your routine. Once I have completed most or all of these practices, I will often take myself to my mat and proceed with my yoga practices, including asana, pranayama, and meditation. If I've decided to do a more vigorous practice or workout, I might hold my shower and massage for after my exercise portion of my routine. Any order is fine as long as it works for you. Your practice should feel natural to you. Once you've taken time to assess and have asked what you need for the day, You can modify your choices in movement, pranayama, and meditation technique. For example, I like to include some focused time on all my joints, the six movements of the spine, a little gentle stretching, and then some strengthening exercises. My goal is to connect my breathing with my movement, awakening prana in all parts of my body. I want to feel my breath going deep and long in my body. I want to feel some warmth growing and perhaps a light coating of sweat before I'm done with my practice. It is important from an Ayurvedic perspective that you match your practice with your needs of the day. For example, if you're feeling the excess of vata, the ether and air dosha, you might be experiencing nervousness or anxiety. Your mind might be racing with many thoughts. Your body may be jittery. If this is the case, you will want a calm, slow, steady, and grounding practice today. 3 to 5 minutes of Nadi Shodhana or alternate nostril breathing would be an excellent choice for your focus pranayama today. If pitta or the fire-water dosha is predominating for you today, it might show up as excess heat in your body, irritability, or even anger in your mind, or perhaps burning in your stomach. This will be the day to take a calmer and more cooling approach to your practice. Do not push too hard or overheat the body. 7 to 10 rounds of Shitali breath will serve to cool the excess fire and bring a calmness to the agitation in the mind. Shitali breath is a cooling breath. It is done by curling your tongue upward and breathing in over the curled tongue, and then breathing out of the nose. Some of you may not be able to curl your tongue. If so, breathe in with the teeth slightly parted over your flattened tongue, long and deep, and breathe out the nose. You'll feel the deep sense of cooling as you follow this breath. And if kapha, the earth and water dosha, predominates, you may be feeling sluggish, slow, heavy, and perhaps unmotivated. This should be your cue to take a more vigorous approach to your practice for the day with perhaps a vinyasa-type flow. Deep breathing and producing a good sweat will liberate the kapha heaviness almost immediately. Kapalabhati would be an excellent pranayama choice for kapha.